Right, let's start this one off with football. The South African under 20 squad bid for their first continental competition tonight in the Junior Africa Cup of Nations. Now, Amajita ended Nigeria's hopes of winning a record-extending 8th AFCON title when they defeated the African Giants 1-0 in their semi-final. Now, the youngsters from Zanzi faced Morocco in the final later. Their coach, Raven Mdaga, believes these boys have been level-headed throughout the tournament.
What a good job, good character, very disciplined, sticking to the agreements. Tactical, technical, we really appreciate. Much as it was not easy, our boys, I think, are growing in each and every match, growing in character and growing in everything.
Like I said, that match kicks off tonight at 8 o'clock. There is one Betway Premiership match on the cards today. Mamelodi Sundowns play host to Makesi at 5:30. And then over to some rugby now. The Hollywood Sharks bit back hard as they eased to a 12-3 win against Scarlets in the United Rugby Championships last night. And Glasgow were down 13-5 by Leinster, which means the Durbanites have moved up the log to third and have secured a home quarter final. Munster will be the Sharks' opponents in the last 8 contest, with the DHL Stormers taking on Glasgow in their quarterfinal clash, and Vodacom Bulls up against Edinburgh. And then shifting to Formula One to close, championship leader Oscar Piastri calmly delivered a near flawless lap under acute pressure yesterday to claim pole position for McLaren ahead of Red Bull's Max Verstappen at the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix. Now, the 24-year-old Australian clocked a best lap in 1 minute and 14.670 seconds, shrugging aside a cluster of slower drivers at the final corner to beat the four-time world champion by 0.34 seconds. Now, in a delayed and incident-hit qualifying session of 2 red flag interruptions, it's Piastri's third pole position this year. And in
the team did a great job of getting the car in a good window. It obviously wasn't an easy session with all the red flags, the delays, and just the tyres as well were not very easy to stay on top of. So we did a good job and felt like I found my feet nicely into Q3, and both the laps felt good, but the second one was very strong.
Teammate Lando Norris was fourth behind Mercedes' George Russell, ahead of two-time champion Fernando Alonso of Aston Martin in fifth, and the Ferraris of Charles Leclerc and seven-time champion Lewis Hamilton failed to make the cut to Q3 and qualified 11th and 12th, respectively, ahead of local hero Kimi Antonelli in a second Mercedes. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.